knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
With a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a fun again. Laughter is calling for you.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company too.
So late last night. I just couldn't say no. What? Janet, he wanted to go window shopping for furniture.
For furniture? I thought you were going to break it off with Phil.
Well, I am, but how do you do that?
Ah! You know what's going to happen? You are going to end up married to Phil.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to have 5 children.
5?
Well, you said you can't say no to him. You're going to have 5 kids, and you're going to raise them and put them through school, then college. And through it all, you'll be calling me every day saying, Janet, how can I break it off with Phil?
5, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break up with him on our next date.
I woke up with such a pain.
We don't want to hear about it, Jack. Just get her out of here.
You're all heart. I happen to have a toothache, and it's killing me.
You ought to see your dentist.
I don't have a dentist.
I'll call Phil.
Phil?
You know, that guy that I've been seeing. He's a wonderful dentist. I'll call...
Wait. What an amazing coincidence. It's all better.
It's what?
Yeah, look. See? It doesn't hurt at all.
Try the other side. The other side of your mouth, Jack.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, like, ow. Well, it's tough toast. Can I have some nice, soft coffee instead?
I'll make some. I think you're afraid to go to the dentist.
I am not afraid to go to the dentist. I'm afraid of being at the dentist, Janet. When I hear the sound of that drill, something happens
Jack,
to me. I just start going...
being very silly. Look, dentists today, they're practically painless.
Oh, yeah.
They are. Here, they sit you down in a really comfortable chair. And then they lean you back. And you hear some nice, soft music. And then you close your little eyes and you open your little mouth before you know it.
Ah! Oh! Turn it off!
That was just the coffee grinder. That's just the coffee grinder.
I knew that. I'm a chef.
I am going to call Phil and see if he can fit you in this morning.
Wait. Can we talk about this first?
Oh, Jack. He's not going to hurt you. He specializes in children.
A children's dentist? You want me to go to a children's dentist? What do you think I am, a child? Ah! Oh!
Jackie Tripper?
That's Jack E. Tripper.
Oh, yes. You're next. Have a seat, Mr. Tripper.
Don't get up. Make them like they used to.
Easy, big fella. Howdy, partner. No, don't cry. Don't cry, it wasn't loaded, see? Hey, what's his problem?
You took his pony.
Oh, I... Hey, cowboy, what say we trade? Okay? Come on.
Whoa. No problem.
Watch him text, he's a mean one. Is this seat taken? Now it is. No wonder Johnny can't read. He's afraid to open a book.
Oh. Now that didn't hurt at all, did it?
Yes, it did.
Mr. Tripper?
He was here first.
We don't have time for this.
You're busy. I'll come back tomorrow. Excuse me.
Mr. Tripper!
Did you see that? That chair attacked me.
Come on. Dr. Green.
Hi. I'm sorry. I thought you were a little boy.
I started out that way.
Oh, please, sit down.
You're not going to hurt me, are you?
Only if you hurt me first. You know, I usually don't get grown-ups in here. You're a welcome relief from all those screaming little kids.
Yeah, well, what makes the little kid scream?
Funny. Sit down.
Whoa!
All right, now just sit back. Come on, relax. Come on. Sit back. Take a big, deep breath. Huh? Good. Now, what seems to be your problem?
Well, Doctor, I woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, I think it's just my imagination. Maybe I'd better be running along. Are we having lobster? Or...
Now, let's have a look, shall we? You're going to have to open up. Mr. Tripper, if you don't open your mouth, we're going to have to go in through your nose. Let's see now. I haven't even touched you yet.
Just practicing.
Let's see what we have here. Just relax. So, you're a friend of Terry's. Yes, she's a lovely girl. How long have you known her? Oh, really? That long? Oh, dear. Would you excuse me just one moment? Come in here, lad. Look in there. That's what's going to happen to you if you don't brush your teeth. What are you doing down there?
It's a little slippery.
Sit up.
Excuse me.
Now, come on. You're not afraid, are you?
Me afraid?
All right, then. Open up.
You mind if I rinse first?
Oh, go right ahead.
Care for some?
No, thank you. Excuse me. Enough! Now, come on, open wide. There we go. Uh-huh. It seems you have a little pericoronitis.
What's that?
This is a pen.
Oh, my God!
Gum around your tooth is swollen. I'm prescribing you some antibiotics.
You mean that's all?
Yeah, you can rinse out your mouth with a little warm salt water.
Well, that's no sweat. I can do that.
Good. That should bring the swelling down. Hmm? And then on Thursday, we can start digging into that rotten tooth.
Janet, I'm sorry. Here, let me check it.
Yes! No. Stop kidding around. Come on.
Well, in that case, I think I'll just go to bed, Janet. I am beat.
Okay. Oh, don't forget about your dentist appointment in the morning.
Oh, the dentist. Yeah, I wanted to tell you. You know, I'm not going to go tomorrow. My tooth has stopped hurting.
Jack! Oh! Look, you have got an infection. It could spread.
Speaking of spread, you want to go easy on those cookies, Jack.
Oh. All right. Are you going to the dentist in the morning?
Yes, Mommy.
You promise?
I give you my word.
Good.
And my word is no.
You better go see him.
I'm going.
Ow. Big baby. Come on in, Phil. Terry, is that you? Would you excuse me for just one little minute?
Sure.
Thank you. Hi. Don't say anything. Let me guess. That's Phil out there, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I thought tonight was the night you were going to break it off with him.
These things take time, Janet. I just can't blurt it out.
Why not?
I don't blurt well.
Terry!
All right, I'll go do it.
Good.
Get rid of them. Phil, there's something I want to tell you.
You kept saying that all through dinner.
Yes. Well, what I want to tell you...
You kept saying, Phil, there's something I want to tell you.
I know, that's because you kept interrupting.
I did? Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, what I have to say...
Wasn't that a delicious dinner?
Well, actually, it was a bit too spicy for my taste.
Spicy?
That doesn't matter, Phil. What
matters... Oh, but it does matter. Now, don't forget to floss tonight. Have you ever thought how those spices destroy your teeth while you sleep?
Not until now. Phil, what I want to tell you is
Fire
that...
away, my beauty.
Phil.
Yes.
Sometimes when two people are seeing each other... Like us.
Go on.
Sometimes one person feels very strongly about the other person, but doesn't know how the other person feels about the first person.
Yes.
Well, there comes a time, Phil, when the first person must tell the other person exactly how she or he feels. So what I'm trying to say to you...
I know exactly what you're trying to say, and I feel the same way.
You do? Oh, Phil, I'm... I'm...
Kind of takes your breath away, huh?
Would you excuse me for just a little minute?
Sure, where are you going?
Catch my breath.
What happened in there? I couldn't hear anything.
He wants to give me a ring.
No telephone calls, no nothing.
I need a diamond ring.
I don't care what kind it is. You go in there and... Diamond ring?
What should I do?
How many carats?
Janet!
I'm sorry, I lost my head.
You've got to help me.
What do you mean, me got to help you? How?
You're better at this sort of thing. I mean, you've been around.
Around?
I mean, around longer than me.
No, I haven't.
Maybe a day or two.
I mean, you're better at words than I am.
Terry!
No, you can let him down easier.
Okay.
Hi. I'm Phil.
Hi. Terry doesn't ever want to see you again. Good night.
Is that true?
Yes, when she says good night, she means it.
You know what I'm talking about. You and me.
Well, no. Well... Actually, yes, I'm afraid so.
Just like that.
No, Nick, just like that. I've been trying to tell you all.
All right, who's the guy?
What guy?
The guy you're dumping me for.
Oh, Phil, please believe me. There's no one else. It's just that.
No guy, huh?
He's no guy. I mean, he's a guy, Phil, but he's just my roommate.
What? You mean Jack Tripper lives here?
Yes, with me and Janet.
No wonder he looks so tired.
He looks tired because he's been working day and night.
I don't doubt it.
Well, that does it. I want you out of here right now, and you can take your dirty mind with you.
Yeah? I may have a dirty mind, but at least I don't have an overbite.
What?
You heard me, Bugs Bunny. You got an overbite. I'll tell you another thing. The enamels on your molars is wearing thin.
Anything else?
Yeah. You really blew it, Bugsy. Because if you would have stuck with me, your teeth would have lasted 1,000 years.
Hi, Terry. Have a nice day.
No!
That's nice.
Morning.
Hi, Terry.
Are you still reading that book?
Yep, and I'm not putting it down till I find out who the murderer is.
Speaking of murder, we almost had one here last night.
What?
After you left me alone with Phil, I could have killed him.
Oh, what happened?
He accused me of having a thing with Jack.
Oh, you and Jack? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
What's so crazy about it?
Yeah, I didn't mean that, you know,
then
you weren't like...
Then things really got nasty. He said I look like Bugs Bunny.
What, because of your overbite? I'm sorry, I never even noticed it. I mean, I didn't even know that yet. Oh, my God, Terry. Does Jack know that this happened?
No, why?
Because if Phil thinks that he's losing you because of Jack, Jack could be losing his teeth right now.
What?
Jack went to the dentist.
Oh, Janet. Now, Phil may be furious with Jack, but he's not about to pull his teeth out.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure.
Maybe one or two.
We better get down there, Terry.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, let's go on the double.
All right.
Just a little off the top, please. You want to leave the sideburns?
That's a little tight.
Jack. Oh, it's so good to see you. Well, how do you feel?
Great. I probably shouldn't even be wasting your time.
Open your mouth. Hey, the swelling's gone down.
Good. Then I'll just be sitting here a little longer.
You know, I usually use a little Novocaine to kill the pain.
Bless you.
But in your case, I don't think it'll be necessary. Huh? You know, Jack, you're probably unaware of this, but Terry and I have been seeing quite a bit of each other. Oh, yes, indeed. He was really getting serious. Uh-huh. In fact, last night, Jack, when I took her home, I was about to ask her to marry me. Oh, sure. I had the ring and everything. And do you know what she said? She told me to get lost. Me, a driver of a Porsche. With a thriving practice. My own wine cellar. I'm even incorporated. And she dumped me. I couldn't figure out why. Can you? And then I see him walking to the bathroom, this clown in pajamas, checkered pajamas. That'll be all right, Gladys. I can handle Mr. Tripper myself.
Gladys, can I speak to you? Gladys, don't leave. Gladys!
Of course, Terry said there was nothing going on between them. Do you believe that? Neither do I. Fortunately, I'm an easygoing kind of guy. Until I start to think. And last night, Jack, I lay awake all night thinking of what I could do if I ever got Pajama Boy in my dentist chair. But hey, I am a professional. However, we all have our breaking points.
Oh, thank heavens, Jack isn't here.
If you're looking for Mr. Tripper, he's in the dentist's office.
Boy, he's been in there a long time.
What should we do?
You are going to apologize to Phil.
Apologize?
Yes. I tell you.
What are you doing here?
I made a mistake and I want to apologize.
I'm sorry, you're too late.
He's got Jack's teeth.
Well, no. I could use it to teach the kids how to brush. And look, they're fun to play with.
Hey, girl, what are you doing here?
Jack, are you all right?
Of course I'm all right. I'm not a child.
Hold it. Now, wait. You don't think that I could...
Well, Joe, just for a little minute.
How could you possibly... I mean, I am a professional. I took the Hippocratic Oath. No, that's for doctors. Jack took something. I believe you were saying something about a big mistake.
Yes, Phil. I should have spoken sooner. I knew that we were wrong for each other.
You really feel that way?
Well, yes.
Very well. Realize, of course, this means that I cannot be your dentist anymore. Your x-rays will be in the mail first thing in the morning.
Not so fast. What about my balloon?
I'm sorry, there aren't any left.
What? No balloon? Hey, listen, I get a balloon, pal.
Let's
go. No, that's not fair. They promised me a balloon. That's it.
Jack, would you please stop thanking us?
We were happy to do it, Jack.
It was nice of you guys. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'll get it.
Hello? It's Phil. Doesn't he ever give up? Phil, I thought I told you to... What? Oh, well, that's, really nice of you. Well, all right.
Give me that. I'll handle this. Phil, this is Jack Tripper. Whatever you want, the answer is no, and don't you ever call here again. That'll teach him to ask you out on a date.
He wasn't calling me to ask me out for a date. Well, then what did he want? He wanted to say he was sorry and wasn't going to send Jack a bill.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.